morning. Hope you're okay today. It's Monday with Scott in for Moyles. But as you know, last week and this week, I've challenged the team to find mystery guests every day. I don't know who they are, but there is a prize from me.
Of £1,000.
No, I didn't ever say that.
It's been agreed. It's been said so many times now that you can't really go back on it.
So one of you will get some money.
£1,000.
If you book the best guest in this two-week run of the Chris Moyle Show. Mm-hmm. So, please, this is booked by you, right?
This is booked by me. This can't go wrong.
And you think they're going to be best.
This is a guaranteed £1,000.
Please bring in today's guests.
Kerching. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, you recognise him, don't you?
Yes.
You've got James May and Oz Clark.
Hi. Nice
right?
James May.
Oz Clark.
But Jay, you know what Oz does, don't you? And James isn't here to talk about cars.
I was going
to
say, you're going to lose me.
They have a new series called Oz and James's Big Wine Adventure. So basically, they're going to teach...
So we're not going to talk about cars.
No, you're going to talk wine. I've basically brought in two men and some wine. You couldn't be happier.
So, in order to win a grand for the best guest, you've bought... Men with wine.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And it's wine o'clock. please welcome our special guest for today. I'm so happy with you, Chaffers.
You see, you've got to be
there.
There you go.
High five.
Thank you. High five.
Today's guests are Oz Clark, off of wine, and James May, off of Top Gear and wine, off of Oz and James' Brilliant Adventures with wine. Now, James, obviously, I don't know nothing about cars, so we'll have to skip that.
Me neither, don't worry.
Okay. So you've got the best job on Top Gear, I think, because you're not Jeremy Clarkson.
Yep.
Tick. And
I'm not Richard Hammond.
Well, you don't crash at a million miles an hour, so that makes you the best one, I think, definitely.
I think you're right. I think I have got the best job on Top Gear. I just have to be the voice of reason, you know, and common sense and intelligence.
I'll tell you what, the ladies love you.
Do they?
The texts are going crazy. Tell James we love him. From
James's mum.
No, from Lucy in Nuneaton.
That's Auntie Lucy.
Oh, is it? Now, Oz, you obviously taste wine for a living.
Does it show? I'll tell you,
that's a brilliant job.
You're getting me out of bed at this time of the morning is very hard work.
Well, no.
Yeah, so that's the bad part of the job, coming to see nice guys like you at this time of the morning.
I mean, I hear you. It's hard to get up. If you like wine, it's difficult to get up this early, isn't it? Also, we just had a text. Were you in the original Superman film?
Yes, I was.
Right.
I was the first person Superman ever arrested.
Were you?
Yeah, and I had a word and a half.
What did you say?
Is it before the watershed?
Oh.
Okay. Then my word was, holy sh...
Okay.
And they said, just the SH, please. Just the SH. It took 2 weeks to shoot it, because every day you were there, you got more money. So you put a tiny bit of an eye off the SH, you got more money, you had to do it all over again.
You should
like
have
Frank
done
Sinatra
that.
Coughing in the studio, you know, it's brilliant.
You should have done that when you did Casualty.
I should have.
You know.
Got paid loads more,
kept,
right?
Yeah, kept stuffing it up.
So, explain, if people haven't seen it, what happens in your show about wine.
We drink wine.
Yeah.
No. He drinks wine.
I drink wine. Yep. Yes. Mm.
I try to teach him about the basic reasons why wines taste different, why some will be good, some will be bad. James gets very bored, falls over, starts discussing entirely different things with people I've never met, does things out behind my back, which I object to, and eventually opens a bottle, pours it down his throat. Then he becomes a brilliant wine taster.
Wow. So we've decided this morning, actually, Oz is a wine connoisseur, I'm a wine user. The user is the right word, because it has the right connotations. You know?
I'd like to shake your hand, because I feel like I'm a user too.
You are, I've heard, you are a user.
I am, yes. Definitely.
I don't get the handshake, because he called me a connoisseur. I didn't call myself a connoisseur,
called
me a connoisseur.
I'm certainly no connoisseur.
But he normally calls me a lot worse than that.
I think you need to talk to your agent about how you didn't get involved in this programme.
I know.
So it'd be perfect for you.
We could, for another bloke, we could expand, you know, bigger car.
Well, if we turn it into a studio-based thing, we could eventually have guests, other people who can't make any sense and drink too much. This week, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Mills.
There'd be a long queue, though. I mean, you wouldn't be the only one.
No.
The entire BBC are going to be waiting to get
on. Yeah, that's true. Now, Oz, I have to say, I'm with James. This wine tasting business is a bit of a sham, isn't it? You spit it. You have to spit it out.
Well, it depends.
What's that? What's,
doing
what's all that about?
Well, he thinks it's an affront to Bacchus.
It is
to use his immortal words in our first ep. Affront to Bacchus because he says the stuff is made by Bacchus and it's got to be poured down your throat and make you sort of all start laughing and falling over and dancing in the street. Well, that's all very well, but the trouble is what I have to do is, I mean, I have to taste 200 wines in a day. You imagine
so
the state.
Look, his eyes light up.
A day?
I'm talking to the wrong bloke here. I can see this.
You're 200 not, a day?
Oh, a morning. You've got the afternoon to get through as well.
What time do you start well, on an average day?
Not as early as this. Some of the old guys said, oh, well, our palates are best before breakfast. Well, mine isn't. There isn't the before breakfast for me. Right. Just sort of waking up with breakfast, and then there's after breakfast, and then there's the evening.
Right.
So, but basically, if you're going to...
Would you have,
day,
like, bran flakes and a Chardonnay or something?
Well, bran flakes with Chardonnay. Chardonnay makes quite enough porridge, by the way. If you get some porridge... And
don't tell him that.
Put a glass of Chardonnay in the porridge and swirl it around a little bit. It's quite nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to try it.
This is brilliant.
I think he might. Don't do this.
I think your cash is in
for
the bag.
No.
Right.
Now, but honestly, when you've got 200 wines to taste in the morning or something, if you don't spit them out, you're going to be absolutely under the table. You'll be completely hammered by lunchtime.
That's true.
So I'm trying to stay sober. He's not.
See, I think that's absolute shh, as Oz would have said in Superman.
Yeah.
Because I just think wine is supposed to be drunk. It's a drink. It's like, I mean, spitting wine is like going out and thinking, we'll go out and have a nice curry, and putting it in your mouth and thinking, spicy curry. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, I agree.
Floor. Why? Yeah. Wine tastes right in your throat, not in your mouth.
But I'm trying to actually find out what wine's good and what's bad, so that I can the stuff that gets into the shops and the stuff that we tell you to drink is the stuff that's going to be nice.
Well, what does it matter? Once you've had one, it doesn't matter.
I've
had eight, week after week, I have to go through this.
Yeah.
You know,
most
trying
people
to teach this sort of oath about wine.
Most people are with me.
Yeah. Have you bought some wine today?
Have we bought some wine today? That was a rhetorical question.
Okay. So are we going to taste it or what?
Today?
What
yes,
yes, I'm going to drink it.
Okay. I've definitely got some wine over there.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So, should we do this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Have you got... No.
This could take some
time. That's a BBC corkscrew. You've got the price tag on it still.
That's probably
what
not.
What is it about the BBC?
They've probably borrowed it.
Listen to this noise.
Is that the wrong
Everybody,
time?
Anyone who likes wine will know what I'm doing. I'm getting these frightful butterfly corkscrew things, which you get your fingers trapped in the top and you lose nails and things. I can't use that. I brought my own.
Oh.
I brought my own. I'm not going to come into your studio without...
Have you got one as well? No. Scott?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just put a piece of toast in my mouth because I'm so hungry.
Great for wine tasting. Really great.
What, a woman's just appeared behind me with a big green bucket.
I know, I don't like that.
What's it for?
Do we have to spit it out? Can we just drink it?
I don't have to spit it out.
I thought you might be able to use the sick bucket for the spitting bucket.
No. Oh. I know, I'm with James all the way.
Oz can have it then.
Oz can
have
it.
Yeah, I've only got 3 hours of voiceovers this morning. I'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Fine.
Everyone says, what's wrong with him? They say, well, we know exactly what's wrong with him. He's been at it since 8:30 this morning.
Oz takes hours to open the bottle.
While Oz is cracking open the first bottle, can I just say, Helen Mirren on Top Gear last night...
Yes.
...was hilarious. Yeah, I can't believe you made her do that. Here's a little clip.
That's an aggressive start.
Later, harder, longer. Later, harder.
You made the Queen do that.
We sort of did, didn't we?
Yeah.
On very dodgy ground there.
Yeah.
At least we didn't show her leave it. No, hang on, I can't do this, can I? I've been told I can't mention any of this stuff.
Okay, good.
Right.
Right, Oz is now sniffing some wine.
You're going to like this. Looking at it. I get accused by James of just looking at wine rather than drinking it.
What's the point?
I don't know. I mean,
this is absolutely true. And I still have difficulty coming to terms with it. Oz gets some of his poncy wine mates around to his house and he says, oh, I've got a bottle of 1964 Chateau Latour downstairs. And he gets it out and they put it on the table and they sit and look at it and talk about it. And then he says, right, should we go to the pub? And they put the wine away again.
Well, so they just get out, look at it, and then go down the pub?
Yeah, but what about you and your cars and your train sets and all those kinds of
things? I use them.
You can't use all the cars at the same time.
No, but I don't say...
You say, come around and have a look at my... We go to your garage and have a look at all these cars of yours and then we go to the say, let's go to the pub.
No, I've never, ever done that.
No worse than you and me.
See, we're all about get two glasses and the rest of the bottle free,
aren't
we?
Yeah, that's all you want. Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay, let's go.
But anyway, still, this whole thing about looking at... When you're looking at an old bottle of wine, you're looking... I'm not going to give you any, I'm going to have some. Chappers, you seem to be a decent...
Yeah, go on, I'll have some.
It's 8.53 on Radio 1.
Nice glass of red wine.
In the morning.
Yeah, thank you. So, cheers. Do you want to cheer?
It smells nice.
It smells of red wine.
Cheers. Cheers. This is made by a lovely, big...
Thank you.
Sort of unkempt, gorgeous brute of a bloke called Jim. He's a smashing bloke.
What do you have to do?
You have to swirl it round like this, and you have to pull a ridiculous expression that makes you look completely camp.
We can do that.
No. It doesn't work on radio.
But thank God for radio with a face out there, James.
And then you hold it against something white, piece of paper, and you look at the colour at the edge and say something fatuous about it. And then you put it to your nose, and you smell it, and you say, red fruit aromas.
And then even
and a touch of spice. Yes. And then you put it in your
mouth. Hang on, which red fruit aromas?
It's the smell of summer meadows.
You're being smart. Which red fruit aromas?
Oh, I can smell strawberry.
It is strawberry, yes.
Is it? Yes! Chappers the wine taster. It is strawberries. This is the Pinot Noir grape, and it smells of strawberries.
Excellent.
Okay.
Absolutely.
When do we get to drink it?
Now?
Now.
Good. Put it in your mouth, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, I swallowed it. Oh, whoops. You polished off the whole thing, Chappers.
Oh, that was good.
Actually, that is quite good.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's made by Big Jim.
Actually, it is good.
This is Big Jim Pandenon with a ridiculously mad hairstyle.
Give my compliments to Big Jim.
There's more of this, mate. This isn't the only bottle.
This is brilliant. You have got the best job in the whole world.
What, pouring you lot wine?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And I'm with Oz Clark and James May off of the show Oz and James Drink Lots of Wine on the TV. which is a great show and a brilliant job. I've just remembered something terrible, though.
Yeah.
Right? Remember what today is, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What have we got to do at midday today?
We're children's entertainers at midday.
That's right. Last week we said that being a child's entertainer at preschool is easy. And there's a group of people in Australia called the Wiggles, who are multi-millionaires.
Made more money than Kylie and AC/DC.
And they do things like this. Listen. Last year, they made more money than Nicole Kidman and AC/DC combined.
Doing this.
Yeah.
They sound as though they're the people who actually warmed up the Australian rugby team on Saturday. No, we're good winners. We're good winners.
Now, it's easy, isn't it, that? So we are going to a nursery at midday today to entertain some children.
Fueled by red wine.
You do look so incredibly enthusiastic about it.
It's just that we need to stop drinking.
Need to starve,
drop
I should say.
Stop drinking right now.
This could be a disaster.
Would you like to hear our theme tune that we've got?
I'd love to, as
we walk on stage. This is what happens.
Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers with their amazing show.
Hi, kids!
I think you're going to be arrested.
We need to put that wine down, please.
But it's nice, is that
one? It is nice.
Are you wearing outside shoes and all that kind of thing and funny hair?
Oh, yeah, we've got a whole routine planned, Oz. It's going to be great.
What's the address? I think I'm free at 12.
No, don't. Now, we've tasted one of your lovely wines.
Yeah.
Now, we'd like to do a little taste test with you both on one of our favourites. Let me know what you think of that. Do that funny swirling thing, which doesn't do anything, and then smell it for a bit. And then
this is your aftershave. What are you putting this?
When you say one of our favourites, who's yours? Yours and Chappers?
It's
more Scott's.
It's more me, yeah.
This is gonna ruin my palate. I can feel it. Is this something that your Aunt Lucy and Nan Eaton made?
No. Would you like to hear, before you drink it, okay, here's somebody who has already drank quite a lot of it. Listen to this little clip I've got for you now.
I know this coming up. I've got a bottle, man, know what I mean? Here we go. Getting mad with it on the buck fast. This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking buck fast and getting mad with it. Got a heavy kick out of it. Is there nothing better than that?
Yeah, so he's had some of the wine that you're about to drink.
Is that our boy Rab?
Just try it.
What's that? This isn't wine, though. Is it?
It is wine.
No, it smells all...
I'd like your comments.
Got Oz's
face.
Well, it is Buckfast.
It is Buckfast. You can understand what you were saying.
Well, no, he's Scottish. Of course I didn't understand what you were saying. I'm Irish, Welsh, English.
That's disgusting.
What? I think you'll find that a lot of people swear by it.
For the first hour or two, and then...
Well, and then this happens.
11 a.m, got up on my line, man. Know what I mean? Here we go. Getting mad with on the Buckfast. This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking Buckfast and getting mad with a heavy cocoon. There's nothing better to do than that.
Right, that was Buckfast
Bucky.
Boy.
Bucky.
So you're not really feeling that at all, James, no?
No, I don't. It's
you're not
going to
finish
stick.
That one?
No, I'm not. Here you are.
No.
I'll tell you what, chappers, you'd like this.
I'll stay with kids to entertain. I'll stay with my strawberry aroma.
Actually, I'll tell you what, if it was really cold outside, if you were somewhere like 10 miles south of the North Pole or something in the middle of December, I think this would be smashing.
What, hot?
Well, it would be hotter than you were.
Yeah.
For those 2 or 3 minutes before it turned to an ice ball, it would be lovely.
Mm. Where was I last year? Prague, and they have that hot red wine. What's that about?
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, half the alcohol goes for a start. Mulled wine, glühwein.
Yeah.
When you come off the ski slopes, you have this glühwein full of cloves and cinnamon and all that kind of stuff.
When have you ever come off a ski slope?
No. People say that when they go skiing. Yeah, it's all about the après ski.
Shut up.
But, that's when they drink it.
You did say après ski very nicely, though. Your whole face changed.
Yeah. No, I
don't. And your arms started going. In fact, your wrist went a bit limp.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that go skiing.
No, but you would like the après ski.
Well, apparently so, yeah.
Oh, there he goes again.
All right, we're going to play a few more records. Tell us when this show is on so we can see it.
It's on next... starts on Tuesday next week, 8 o'clock on Tuesday, BBC Two.
Excellent.
And it's on for 3 weeks, then it goes off for 2 weeks while Bill Oddie comes on and explains leaf mould.
Why?
And
it's a good question, isn't it?
And then it comes back and runs right the way up to Christmas.
Okay. Okay, Oz and James.
I can't believe you've ruined tomorrow's guest. It's going to be Bill Oddie.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And once again, I find myself in one of those situations where it's like, is this really happening? You know, like with the Hoover last week, that incident. We didn't ask you to do the Hoover trick, and you don't really want to know what it is. But some of our guests did do it last week.
Yeah.
At this time in the morning?
Yep. Yeah.
Without wine as well.
Thank God.
So we've got Oz Clark and James May here. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for asking us.
People are loving this. You're right. A lot of students really do like James, don't they?
I know. They're all female as well. There's Auntie Lucy and Nan Eaton, and then there's all the female students over the whole country.
I love
like
James.
Him.
Is he single?
They can't have seen him. They can't have spent 5 weeks in proximity in a mobile home wandering around the streets of California with him. They can't have done it. They can't have seen him when he wakes up in the morning, unshaven, shambling around the place, bumping into things. They can't have seen him. I've had 5 weeks of it, stuck in the middle of California with him. I mean, honestly.
You're on very thin ice there, Oz Clark, with your peekaboo dressing gown.
you didn't have to look.
You didn't
have to look.
I couldn't help it, could I?
Well, I just forgot to shut it. I was only trying to stand over you to see if you were still alive.
You're going to make porridge. I make porridge now.
Well, there wasn't any porridge. I mean, you can't get proper porridge in America. You can't get proper anything, actually, in America. Can't get proper tomatoes. Can't get proper cheese. You're not allowed to be rude about the Americans. Very nice Americans.
You can get proper red wine, though.
Now you're talking, champers. Do you want some more?
No, I've still got a drop left in this.
White wine in my hand now. Seriously. Oh, have some white wine.
Seeing as you've opened it...
It'd be rude not. It kind of goes against the diet, but, you know.
What about that kind of noise? Good noise, eh?
Which is this one?
This is a Viognier.
Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference drinking out of a polystyrene cup?
I tell you, if you had a BBC paper cup, mm-hmm. it destroys every drink known to man, particularly tap water. But the polystyrene cup, there's 5 or 10 minutes when it doesn't destroy the drink.
Oh, excellent.
Now, bearing in mind, we do have to be kids entertainers at midday. Should we probably spit this one out, Chopper?
No. What a waste.
Do you not think we should?
No. All right, have a swirl of it like that.
The kids aren't going to notice, are they?
Yes, they will. Oops. Oh, no, I've got it on the desk.
BBC engineers won't be happy.
They won't.
Okay, good.
Does he got wine in Radio 1?
There we go.
It smells nice.
Okay, what do we do now? Drink it, I suppose.
Drink it. Yeah. Spit it out, chappers. Come on.
Got to spit it out. Where do we spit it?
Well,
I've got the bucket.
Okay. Oh, I've swat.
She's got the
too
bucket.
Late. You were too late with the bucket.
Okay, I'll do it.
Cool. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, blimey.
Okay, here we go.
I think that's got some residual sugar, hasn't it, Oz? Yeah. Clark? Isn't that what you'd say?
Mine's got a bit of residual cork. Does that affect it?
Mine's got a bit of residual polystyrene.
Yeah.
But it's actually made by a Kiwi bloke, and it's this wonderful grape, which we discovered in California, called Viognier.
I've never had wine like this before.
No.
Viognier. It's supposed to smell like apricots and pears and all those kind of things.
I can definitely smell the apricots, yeah?
I can smell the pears.
I can smell BO. You know, but seriously, some white wines do smell faintly of fresh BO, don't they?
They do. In fact, especially ones made by New Zealanders, especially this Monday. And in fact, all the wines made in New Zealand in the next few days will smell of fear, that kind of body sweat that you get when you're really frightened.
You see
nice, big, sort of French blokes with lots of hair.
Oz, it might be me, because I'm a little bit sweaty.
Oh, jeez.
Quick.
I'm sorry.
Just drips in my water.
But actually, New Zealand wines, there's a thing called the Wairau sweat, which you often get in New Zealand wines from the Wairau Valley.
Really?
And that's where quite a few of the rugby players come from. So, James, yet again, by mistake and with no intent on your part, you've actually made a good tasting note.
Well, it wasn't by mistake. I've been thinking about it very carefully for the last year. Some white wines, Chardonnays in particular, if I remember rightly, if they're unoaked and ideally unfiltered, they exhibit aromas of fresh, sort of lady sweat.
That
I can make the distinction.
Do you know, I don't want to drink lady sweat.
This isn't Chardonnay, this is Viognier.
This is Viognier.
But James, you're absolutely right. This is an Australian bloke who said this. He said that actually mature Chardonnay does actually have the sort of that lovely fresh sweat smell that you and I would appreciate on a woman, and indeed, you know, presumably a woman might appreciate on us. You know, after we've come in after a 5-mile run or something like that.
It's new sweat. It's not like old stinky tramp clothes.
Okay.
Brand new sweat.
Before you go, could you just say congratulations to Laura, because she has got a brand new job. She is going to be P. Diddy's personal assistant.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, Laura.
I think we should toast her with some wine.
In polystyrene, gold lamé polystyrene cup.
I'll go back to the red as well. Okay. Cheers, Laura. Well done.
Well done, Laura, on your new job.
Laura.
Here's to Hollywood.
And good luck.
Good luck. And you're going to go on Oprah as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's all a whole new life for you.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
What do you have to do as P. Diddy's personal assistant?
We don't know that
Shrugs.
Yet. We've got to call them later today. Before you go, I'd like to, here on Radio Wine, play you something that we got in the charts last week. It's the shortest ever song in chart history. It's called The Ladies' Bras. Have a little listen to this and see what you think.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Just 35 seconds long. And it was number 27 in the chart last week.
That's quite good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those voice exercises.
What?
if you were doing a voice, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, you say, I can't say it. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras.
But you can't say it. You've had half a bottle of red wine.
I've been spitting in the bucky bucket.
Now, we have got all of our guests so far to do a version of the ladies' bras, haven't we? Would you be up for doing that with us now?
Mm, Lord.
What, do we have to sing along with the record?
We don't have to do the actions as well.
No, just
radio after all.
Yeah, we've just got everyone to do it over the last week, so it would be good if you could.
Yes. What key would you like it in?
I don't mind, if we can sing along.
Oh, James is a very serious musician.
Go then.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Oz Clark and James, everybody. Good luck with the show. Thank you so much for coming in today, guys, and bringing the wine. Best guest so far, by far.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.